今日的主题是最大的是爱的第二部分，我们请牧者和莫妮卡。
Today's topic is the greatest of all is love, part two。
弟兄姊妹，我一起将今天早上正道的经文再一次同声同心去读出来。
Brothers and sisters, let us read out the verses together。
我们一起读。如今常存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray。
慈爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear merciful heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you。
当我们再一次在主面前聚集，我们要心存感恩。
When we are gathered here before you, we are filled with thanksgiving。
因为这个是主你给我们的恩典和怜悯。
Because this is the blessing and mercy that you give us。
愿我们珍惜每一次亲近主的机会。
May we cherish each time that we can be close to you。
亦都恳求圣灵开启我们属灵的心眼。
And may the Holy Spirit open our spiritual eyes。
能够从神你的话语当中看到灵，看到生命。
So that from your word we can see the spirit, we can see the life。
求主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us。
我们祷告、感恩、仰望、奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition is in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen。
弟兄姊妹，我们上次正道的时候，我们分享了经文十三节的头半部分。
Brothers and sisters, last time when I preached the sermon, we shared the first part of the message of verse 13.
在当中我们会思想到人的一生什么是真正有价值、有意义和有永恒价值的事情。
We consider what is the things that are of eternal value and meaning。
我们从神的话语当中提醒我们。
From God's word we are reminded。
人生当中好像摆在我们面前很多很多的事物。
Our life is like a lot of things displayed before our eyes。
有很多东西都是我们渴求的。
A lot of things those that we desire。
但神藉着使徒保罗提醒我们。
But through the reminder of the Apostle Paul。
真正有价值、有意义、影响我们一生的。
The things that are truly valuable and meaningful and those that influence our whole lives
是信心
our faith
是盼望
hope
和神的爱
and God's love
今天早上我们会继续去延伸的时候我们会思想到一个事情
and today as I'm preaching the part 2 of the sermon we are going to consider something
保罗在信望爱当中作一个比较
Paul made a comparison among faith, hope and love
究竟哪样是最大的呢
？Which one of these is the greatest？
换句话，哪样是最有价值、最有意义的呢
？In other words, what is the most valuable and meaningful？
我相信使徒保罗叫我们思想这部分的时候，一定有很重要的原因。
I believe that when the Apostle Paul wants us to consider these things, there must be a very important factor。
圣经当中很多时候会提到什么是最大的什么是最要紧的
In the Bible it always tells us what is the greatest what is the most important
和我们人生息息相关的
what is most relevant in our lives
好记得当摩西他离世之前都曾经呼天唤地提醒以色列人
We remember that before Moses passed away he called the heavens and the earth as witnesses
人生很多的事物我们可以拣选
There are a lot of things that we can choose
但必须有智慧聪明去拣选最最重要的
But we must have the wisdom to choose what is the most important
所以摩西提醒以色列民族
So Moses reminded the Israelites
你们要拣选生命
You have to choose life
因为这个关乎整个以色列民族的命运
Because this has something to do with the destiny of the whole Israel nation.
亦都关乎到人生的生死祸福。
It will determine the life and death.
好可惜，以色列民族在恩典当中失落。
But sadly, the Israelites were lost in the grace.
他们没有好好思想摩西呼天唤地的提醒。
They did not really consider the reminder from Moses.
是对他们何等的重要。
How important it was.
所以整个以色列民族在过去那几千年以来。
So that in the last few thousand years, the whole Israelite nation.
直到如今。
Until now.
都还在痛苦祸患当中。
They are still in pain and suffering.
来到新约的时候。
And also in the time of the New Testament,
神藉着使徒保罗提醒我们
Through the Apostle Paul, God reminds us.
如今常存的有信、有望、有爱
Now these three remain: faith, hope, and love.
这三样其中最大的是爱。
But out of these, the greatest of these is love.
一定有它的原因。
There must be a reason.
亦都关乎教会的命运。
It also determines the destiny of the church.
亦都关乎神的儿女一生的生死祸福。
It also determines the life and death blessings and curses of his children.
当保罗提到话最大的是爱的时候，
When Paul mentioned what is the greatest,
意思爱是最重要的。
That means love is the most important,
最有价值的。
The most valuable,
最有意义的。
The most meaningful,
最影响深远的。
The most influential,
亦都是最最需要的。
And also is the most needed.
盼望今天想同大家思想点解保罗会提出呢个嘅教导呢？
I hope that this morning, while we consider why Paul gave us this teaching,
明明信心好重要噶。
Hope is really important.
盼望亦都好重要噶。
Faith is also very important.
神嘅爱亦都好重要噶。
And God's love is really important.
点解最大嘅系爱呢？
But why the greatest of these is love?
当中我哋会从圣经当中去探索出三个原因。
Through the Bible, we will examine three reasons.
盼望我们不单止知道人生最重要、最有价值、最有意义、最影响深远的是神的爱。
I hope that today not only do we find out why love is the most important, the most valuable, the most meaningful, and the most influential.
亦都知道当中的原因。
And also we know the reason behind.
以是到我们一生活着的时候。
So that while we are still living.
如果我们去探索、去追求的时候。
If we explore, if we want to find out.
我们一生最大的追求就是神的爱。
The greatest pursuit for us should be God's love.
第一个原因
The first reason,
就是记载了在约翰福音17章26节
It is recorded in John 17 verse 26
约翰福音17章是耶稣基督的祷告文
17 of John is the prayer of our Lord Jesus
在耶稣基督要进入耶路撒冷要上十字架之前
When our Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem before he went to the cross
耶稣基督为教会为神的子民去祷告
Our Lord Jesus prayed for the church and for God's people.
在他祷告结束的时候，有句说话很重要。
Before he ended the prayer, there's something very important.
请听我读出来。
I'll read it out.
记载在约翰福音十七章二十六节。
It is in John 17, verse 26.
我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，然后使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
当耶稣基督的祷告结束的时候，他提出了一句很重要的祷告文。
When the prayer of our Lord Jesus ended, he made a very important statement.
就是将神爱主的爱放在我们生命当中。
He gave the love from God to us.
主亦都喺我哋里面。
The Lord is also in us。
弟兄姊妹，呢句经文俾我哋一个好大嘅提醒。
Dear brothers and sisters, this statement gives us a very great reminder。
神认识我哋。
God knows us。
我哋未必认识自己。
We may not know ourselves。
因为自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
Because since the fall of Adam and Eve。
人嘅智慧已经迷蒙咗啦。
Our wisdom was blurred。
人对生命。
Our knowledge of life。
已经好模糊啦。
What has been blurred。
我哋在这个世界
so we are still living in this world.
我们由出生到离世那天
since the day we were born until we pass away
究竟我们需要什么
what do we really need
弟兄姊妹今天世界上的人非常非常可怜
dear brothers and sisters it is very sad to see the people of this world
不断去寻找
they continue to look for something
不断付上代价去搲
they pay a price to get something
都是寻求一些次要的事情
what they were looking for was something less important
因为他以为这些就是他自己的需要
because they thought that these were the things that they truly needed
但神知道人真正的需要是什么
but God knows what our true need is
为什么神的爱是最大呢
why God's love is the greatest
因为是人生命最大的需要
because this is something that we truly need in our lives
神知道
God knows
人不清楚
men do not know
所以神要透过他话语再一次提醒神所爱的人
so through his word God reminds us again
弟兄姊妹人之所以为人
Why people are people?
因为人是照着神的形象做的。
Because we are made in the image of God.
从圣经当中我们会看神的形象，其中一个很重要的属性就是神是爱。
Through the Bible, we know that one of the attributes of God is love.
所以我们里面的生命当中有一样永恒不变的需要。
Therefore, in our life, there is an eternal need.
一样最最重要的需要。
The most important need.
就是必须有神的爱在我们生命当中。
We must have God's love in our life.
弟兄姊妹，当我们由出生的日开始。
Brothers and sisters, since the day we were born.
我们一路生活一段很漫长的日子。
We have been living in this world.
如果在个过程当中。
If during the process.
我们没有因为认识救主耶稣基督而得着神的爱的话。
We do not attain the love through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
在我们一生很多的努力挣扎当中
It is true that although we strive and we struggle
我们好像得到很多东西
We seem to have attained a lot of things
金钱、物质、名誉、地位、财富、家庭、婚姻、儿女样样都有了
Money, materials, fame, family, marriage, children everything we seem to have got
但硬是有些东西不对路的
But there's something missing
硬是好像有些东西是缺乏的
Something that we are lack of
硬是觉得是心灵空虚的
We feel there's a void in our spirit
还是要有些东西去搲的
There's something we are searching for
弟兄姊妹你细心看看在雅各井旁边的女人就是这样的情况
If you look carefully the woman that was beside the well of Jacob was like that
如果大家有听回我曾经查经查到这个雅各井旁边的女人
If you listen to the Bible study when I mentioned the woman beside the well of Jacob
表面上佢乜嘢都有噶啦。
From the surface, she had everything.
但佢硬系空虚无奈。
But she was suffering and she felt a void.
感到痛苦自卑。
She was sorry for herself and she was in pain.
佢以为需要嘅系丈夫。
She thought that what she needed was a husband.
系人嘅感情嘅满足。
Was the fulfillment from another person.
所以佢先后有五个丈夫。
So she had five husbands.
但佢仍然要喺日头太阳猛烈嘅时候。
So that during the noon time when the sun was very hot,
去到雅各井旁边打水
she went to the well of Jacob to get some water.
直到佢遇到主耶稣嘅时候，主耶稣提醒佢一件事情
Until she met our Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus reminded her something.
佢今日里面真正需要嘅
what she really needed inside
系活水
was the living water.
系来自神嘅活水江河
it was the living stream of water from the Lord.Jesus and from God.
世上每一个人
Everyone in the world.
因为都是本来照神的形象做的
We were created in the image of God.
所以在我们的生命的深处里面
Therefore, in the depth of our life.
一直需要这个神的爱的供应和满足
We need the sustenance and fulfillment from God's love.
否则我们好像表面即使得到全世界
Otherwise, on the surface, we seem to attain the whole world.
但里面仍然是贫穷缺乏
But inside of us is still poor and is still in want.
弟兄姊妹有没有留意今天这个世界上很多人追求很多属物质的事情
Do you notice that in this world a lot of people are pursuing material things?
好像永远都无止境的追求
There is never an end to it.
眼目的情欲
The pride of the eyes
肉体的情欲
The pride of the flesh
还有今生的骄傲
And the pride of this life
弟兄姊妹有没有留意那些色情的事
Have you noticed the pornography things
毒品的事
Things of drugs
赌博的事
And gambling
放纵的事
And self-indulgence
都是今日很多人拼命拼命的追求
This is something that people trying to get all the time
归根结底是人生命当中那种的贫穷缺乏
The root problem isThe poverty inside.
所以使徒保罗提醒我们
Therefore, the Apostle Paul reminded us.
唯有神的爱是人生命当中最大最大的需要
It is only God's love that is what we truly need.
当我们仍然未得到的时候
When we still have not obtained it.
我们仍然是贫穷里面是赤身露体的
We're still poor and naked.
所以求主帮助我们
So may the Lord help us.
让我们从神的话语当中认识我们生命的本质
So through God's word, we know what we truly are.
由我们出生到离世这段的时间
From the day we were born until we pass away during this time.
我们需要神的爱去供应我们的生命
We need God's word to give us sustenance for our lives.
来满足我们的生命
To give us fulfillment.
否则我们仍然成为贫穷缺乏的人。
Otherwise, we will still be poor and we are in need.
当然，弟兄姊妹，这个最大的需要不单止我们个人自己。
But the greatest need is not for ourselves only.
最大的需要也都关乎我们旁边的人。
Also concerns the people who are around us.
弟兄姊妹，我们是照神的形象做。
Brothers and sisters, we are all created in the image of God.
我们旁边的每一个人都是照神的形象做。
Everyone beside us is created in the image of God.
所以我们需要神的爱。
Therefore, we need God's love.
他们同样都需要神的爱。
At the same time, they all need God's love.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们活在这个世界上的时候。
So while we are still alive in this world.
我们有父母啦。
We have parents.
我们有配偶啦。
We have spouses.
我们有儿女啦。
We have children.
我们有朋友同事啦。
We have friends and colleagues.
我们有教会的弟兄姊妹啦。
We have brothers and sisters in church.
细心思量一下。
If you think carefully.
他们最需要的究竟是什么？
What they truly need.
可能房屋已经有了。
They may have houses already.
车又有了。
They have cars.
生活的需要又有了。
They have the daily provision.
但他们其实最大的需要是什么？
But what is their greatest need?
我们细心思量一下。
If we think carefully.
我们爱旁边我们所爱的每一个人。
We love the people who are around us.
但我们必须知道。
But we must know that.
对他们最重要的。
What is the most important thing they need the most?
是从神而来的爱。
Is the love from God.
透过我们。
Through us.
实践在他们身上。
To put it into practice.
哦，弟兄姊妹，圣经提醒我们很重要。
So this is a very important reminder from the Bible verse.
如果我们没有神的爱在我们里面。
If we don't have God's love inside us.
一方面我们贫穷缺乏。
On the one hand, we are poor and we are in need.
但另一方面我们只是命的锣。响嘅钹一样。
On the other hand, only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbals.
每日嘅生活当中，我哋可以做好多事情。
Every day we seem to do a lot of things.
我哋可以讲好多说话。
We say a lot of things.
我哋可以同好多人相处。
We can deal with a lot of people.
但如果冇一份真正从神而嚟嘅爱去应用同埋实践嘅话
，But if we don't have the true love from God for us to put it into practice，
有时谂下，我哋只不过好似个机械人一样。
Sometimes we are just like robots.
所以求主帮助我哋哦。
So may the Lord help us.
第一个原因，神嘅爱系最大嘅原因。
The first reason why the greatest is God's love.
是我们人生最大的需要。
It is because it is something that we need the most.
也都是我们旁边的人最大的需要。
It is something which the people around us need the most.
但还有一件很重要的事情。
And that is something very important.
因为当神的爱能够浇灌在我们生命当中的时候呢。
Because when God's love showers in our lives.
等着我们发觉一件事情。
We discover something.
我们的生命才能够开始变。
Our life can change from then on.
一个信了耶稣基督的基督徒。
A Christian who has put his faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他已经得生命了。
He has already obtained life.
但如果这个从神而来的生命缺乏了神的爱的供应的话呢？
But if this life is in need of provision or supply from God's love.
这个生命仍然是一个属肉体的生命。
This life is still life of the flesh.
这个生命仍然是一个属婴孩的生命。
This is a life of a baby.
他的生命不能够更新而变化的。
The life cannot be transformed.
在当中这个生命不单止需要真理的浇灌。
The life does not only need the watering from the truth.
更加需要神的爱的浇灌。
Also needs the watering from God's love.
所以我们发现当一个人他生命当中充满神的爱的时候呢
So we discover if someone is filled with God's love
一方面能够遮掩许多的罪
On one hand it can cover over a multitude of sins
他能够避免犯很多很多的罪
It can avoid a lot of sins
但是另一方面呢
But on the other hand
生命的属性能够彰显出来了
The characteristics of life can be manifested
所以当加拉太书讲到圣灵所结的果子的时候弟兄姊妹留意
So in GalatiansWhen it talks about the fruit of the spirit,
第一样是仁爱。
The first thing is love.
如果没有仁爱的话
，without love,
喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，全部都不会出现的。
For joy, peace, fairness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will not come.
所以在当中，我们发现一件事。原来神的爱能够转化人的生命
So we discover one thing Love can transform a person's life
能够丰富人的生命
It can make it fulfilled
弟兄姊妹当我们看到一个基督徒为什么他会不同
If we notice that some Christians can be different
唔单止因为佢有神
，not only because they have God，
唔单止佢有真理
，not because they have the truth，
更重要嘅，佢里面有神嘅爱
，and most importantly they have love from God，
以至佢内里嘅生命就会越嚟越似神
，so that the life inside can be like God。
所以耶稣基督嘅祷告里面提到一件事情
，so our Lord Jesus' prayer mentioned one thing，
使神嘅爱喺佢哋里面
，to make God's love inside them，
以至主耶稣基督喺佢哋里面
，so that the Lord Jesus can be in them。
所以求主帮助我哋啊
，so may the Lord help us。
咁当然啦，如果一个里面缺乏咗神嘅爱嘅人，其实好凄凉。
So if someone lacks God's love inside, he is very sorrowful.
佢好似有好多嘢。
He seems to possess a lot of things.
但每一个环境、每一个处境里面都冇神嘅爱嘅话
，but if in each and every situation he doesn't have God's love,
佢仍然系空虚、贫穷、缺乏。
He is still lacking and poor.
但是更加可怜的弟兄姐妹
But more sadly,
一个里面如果缺乏神的爱的人
If someone is lack of God's love
他的生命就会产生很多的杂质
There are a lot of impurities in him
弟兄姐妹你看这个世界为什么很多人很自私很贪婪
If you notice why a lot of people they are so selfish and greedy
很多的苦毒仇恨嫉妒
They have a lot ofBitterness, jealousy.
原因里面冇神嘅爱。
The reason is that they don't have God's love.
弟兄姊妹，而家我哋睇新闻报道嘅时候，真系越嚟越多可怕嘅事情发生。
If you notice the news, you will see a lot of terrible things happening.
雪梨一个华人无端端俾人枪杀咗啦。
There was a Chinese in Sydney who was being shot by gun.
美国一间学校又有九个人俾人枪杀咗啦。
In a school in the USA, there were 9 people.Killed by gunmen.
今天我们看到民工打民，国工打国。
Now we see people against people and the nations against nations.
人际关系很多亏损了。
A lot of interpersonal relationships fall apart.
很多的痛苦伤害产生了。
A lot of hurts and sufferings.
弟兄姊妹，归根结底其实只有一个原因。
So the root problem is only one.
今天每一个人都知道人世间很需要爱。
Today, a lot of people that the most needed thing in life is love.
但好可惜，人喺生命当中嘅追求仍然系一啲次要嘅事情。
But very sadly, people are pursuing the less important thing.
但系使徒保罗提醒我哋。
But the apostle Paul reminds us.
今日我哋一生最大嘅需要、最大嘅追求。
Now the greatest thing that we need, the greatest thing that we should pursue.
系基督耶稣嘅爱。
Is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
系神嘅爱。
Is God's love.
盼望我哋一生能够朝住个标杆直跑
I pray that we can press on towards this goal.
因为系神自己提醒我哋嘅。
Because this is something that God Himself reminds us.
如今常存嘅有信、有望、有爱。
Now remains three things: faith, hope, and love.
这三样其中最大的是爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
第二个原因点解神嘅爱系最大咧
？The second reason why God's love is the greatest.
系因为最大嘅动力。
Because it is the greatest motivation.
弟兄姊妹，你同我都活喺个世界啊！
You and I all live in this world.
有时我哋睇到唔同嘅人咧，佢有唔同嘅表现嘅。
Sometimes we see different people have different manifestations.
有啲人由出世开始，小朋友细细个开始咧，佢哋好积极嘅，佢哋好努力嘅。
Some people since they were young, they have been working very hard.
失败啦，又企翻起身。
After they fall, they stand up again.
打击啦，又再前面行。
After challenges, they will go forward.
我哋发觉有啲人系竭力追求嘅。
We find that some people strive.
但我哋又发现一啲人咧。
And we also discover some people
叫做唔顶唔掉，即系意思求求其其嘅啫。
They don't have a set goal and they don't try their best.
马马虎虎嘅啫。
They don't really want to try their excellence.
人又读书，我又读书。
They study.
人考试啊，99.5分系佢个目标。
Some people set a goal to get 99.95.
我目标就唔赶出校就好噶啦。
But my goal is not to be excellent.
得如天地良心噶啦。
Then I will feel comforted.
做嘢有啲人系对有要求嘅。
Some people have expectations.
佢哋会朝住一啲嘅目标进发。
They have goals and they will move towards these goals.
有时候我哋会问点解
？Sometimes we ask why.
点解唔同嘅人有唔同表现咧
？Why different people have different manifestations?
我相信人之所以能够积极进取
，I believe that why people can strive for improvement.
努力嘅追求。
And they pursue for excellency.
背后一定有一股嘅动力推动住佢。
Behind them, there must be a driving force pushing them forward.
即好似架車點解會行咧
？It is like why a car can move.
因為有動力啊嘛。
Because there is something that motivates.
如果冇動力啊，只能夠擺喺度做陳列品嘅啫。
Without something to move it forward, it can only be there for demonstration.
我相信當我哋未信主之前咧，我哋有一啲動力推動我哋過一個積極嘅人生。
I believe that all of us, before we came to know Christ, there must be a driving force that moved us forward.
依股動力通常來自我哋人生有目標有理想。
This driving force often comes from our goals and expectations.
又或者為到我哋一啲所愛嘅人。
Or for the sake of the people that we love.
我記得我當年許下嘅承諾啊。
I remember I made a promise.
就係話我會建立一個幸福美滿嘅家庭。
I will build up a family.
我會俾我嘅兒女有一個幸福嘅家庭。
I will give my children a happy family.
嗰時好似一張支票咁啊。
At that time it was like a blank check.
但我發覺由嗰時開始咧
，But I discovered that since that time，
跟住嗰幾十年嘅人生
，And the decades afterwards，
竭力不捨朝住個標杆直跑。
I strive for this goal。
如果人生冇目標、冇理想、冇追求、冇要求
，If you don't have expectation or a goal and an ideal，
有時人生就會唔頂唔掉。
Then you will have no direction。
依啲嘅動力係本來好嘅嗬。
This driving force is good。
但係有時依啲動力會消失嘅喎。
But sometimes the driving force can disappear.
会变幻莫测的。
It can change.
因为这个世界很多人与事都会变的。
Because things and people in this world can change.
推动我们积极进取这股动力都会消失的。
The driving force can also disappear.
亦都有限制。
And there's limitation.
所以发觉我们有时有些人就是开始的时候很积极的。
So we discover that some people in the beginning they are really positive.
很快就好像个波没了气一样。
But soon it's like a deflated.
原来人的身体结构有两种的。
Construction of man, there are two different kinds.
一种叫做快速的 fast fiber 在里面。这个是身体的结构，有些人是很快的，跑100米而已。
Could only run 100 meters. Some people are really fast.
但有些人很有韧力的。
Some people have persistence.
如果我们有一股动力能够一路推动我们，我发觉最后就是神的爱那股动力。
But I discovered that there is a consistent and persistent driving force. It must come from God.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多后书第五章讲。
Therefore, the apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he said.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
For Christ's love compels us.
我们先会一生的坚持，义无反顾，付上代价。继续走我哋人生道路。
So that we can persist and we can pay the price and we don't look back.
啊，弟兄姊妹，有时我哋人生慢慢走咗段路。
Sometimes after a while in our life，
弟兄姊妹，我哋真系会攰。
We will feel tired。
我哋真系会灰心失望。
We will feel discouraged。
我哋真系冇力量再走。
We feel powerless。
有时我哋都想话唞下啦。
Sometimes we want to take a rest。
退休啦。
We want to retire。
但有一件事情好特别嘅地方。
But there is something very important。
如果我哋有神嘅爱喺我哋生命当中嘅时候咧
，If we have God's love inside us，
佢会成为一股无比的动力。
It will become a boundless source of power.
推动你一生无可解释继续走下去。
It can compel us.
举两个例子，一个就是旧约的摩西。
I give you two examples. The first one is Moses in the Old Testament.
一个就是使徒保罗。
The other one is the Apostle Paul.
哦，弟兄们，如果你真的有看圣经的话，你就会发现。
If you have read the Bible carefully, you would have discovered.
俾你做摩西，俾你做保罗。
If you were Moses or Paul,
一定走夹唔透。
You would have run away.
因为佢服侍嘅对象都唔系可爱嘅。
Because the people they were serving were not lovable.
摩西面对以色列人。
Moses had to face the Israelites.
以色列人一唔啱就揾石头打噶啦。
When they were angry with Moses, they would hit him with rocks.
但摩西仍然用一份神嘅爱嚟爱呢个整个以色列民族。
But Moses loved them with God's love.
直到佢离世嘅时候。
Until he passed away.
佢亦都语重心长。继续提醒以色列人
，and he also reminded the Israelites thoughtfully，
甚至愿意将自己嘅名字喺生命册上涂抹
，and he was willing for his name to be wiped out in the book of life，
求神赦免以色列民族
，to ask for God's forgiveness for the Israelites，
就系因为有神嘅爱喺佢生命当中推动嘅时候
，this is because God's love was propelling him，
佢能够爱一啲唔可爱嘅人
，so that he could love the people who were not loved，
一啲唔配被爱嘅人
，the people。Who were not worthy of his love.
更加重要，佢有力量去爱。
And more importantly, he had the strength.
不过爱真系一股好大嘅动力。
I find that love is really a very strong power.
所以到新約的使徒保罗亦都一样。
So in the New Testament time, it is the same thing with the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗因为要持守真理。
Because he had to uphold the truth.
因为他要指责罪恶。
Because he had to point out sin.
因为他要走十字架的道路。
Because he had to walk on the path of the cross.
结果是整个小亚细亚的教会都离弃他。
Therefore, all the people in the church of Minor Asia all deserted him.
但如果弟兄姊妹留意十三封保罗书信里面的保罗。
If you notice the episodes from Paul,
仍然好似一份慈父嘅心肠去爱呢啲教会同埋呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹。
He was like a loving father to love the children of his church.
直至为主殉道为止。
Until he was martyred.
所以佢能够讲美好嘅仗我打过啦。
That's why he could say, I have fought the good fight.
当跑嘅路我跑尽啦。
I have finished the race.
所信嘅道我守住啦。
And I have kept their faith.
动力来自乜嘢？
Where did the motivation come from?
神的爱。
God's love.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天都活在这个世界。
Therefore, we are still living in this world.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹不要再跑100米了。
I encourage you not to run 100 meters.
走两走就走不到下去了。
After a while, you can't go on.
属神的儿女应该是走马拉松。
The children of God should run marathon.
在家庭好，
whether it's in the family,
在教会好，
or church,
在社会好，
or in society,
我们都能够可以靠着基督的爱推动我们走一生的岁月。
With God's love, we are compelled to walk the ways of our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的爱是最大的原因。
So God's love is the greatest reason.
一方面是我们生命的需要。
On one hand is something that we need.
旁边每一个人生命的需要。
It's something that each and every one of us need.
也都能够提升我们生命的质素。
And it also raises the quality of our life.
也都给我们有动力。
And also it gives us the motivation.
能够至死忠心。
That we can faithful until we die.
走完一生跟从主的道路。
And we can finish the race.
最后第三个原因，为什么神的爱是最大的呢？
The third reason why God's love is the greatest.
因为是最大的见证。
Because it is the greatest testimony.
如果弟兄姊妹有留意，在约翰福音十三章，主耶稣给了教会一个的新命令。
If you have noticed in John 13, our Lord Jesus gave a new command to the church.
就是叫属神的人彼此的切实相。
That people who belong to God should love each other.
主怎样爱我们？
How God loved us.
我们就怎样的彼此相爱？
We should love one another.
因此众人就认出我们是主的门徒了。
So that by this, everyone will know that we are God's disciples.
所以弟兄姊妹，认出这个词汇很重要啊。
The word know is very important.
有很多时候我们说我是基督徒。
Sometimes we say we are Christians.
我盼望是人认出我们是基督徒。
I hope that it is people knowing that we are Christians.
能不能够当人看到我们的生活，看到我们的相处的时候。
Whether or not people can observe from how we live, how we deal with other people.
人认出我们是主的门徒。
They know that we are our Lord's disciples.
我顶知会今天人世间其实一幅一幅很凄凉的图画。
There are painful pictures in front of our eyes.
就是人际关系很多的破裂，很多的亏损。
There are a lot of falling out of interpersonal relationships.
我们感受到这个世界越来越冷漠。
We feel that people are getting indifferent.
这个世界越来越多的痛苦伤害。
More and more sufferings in this world.
很多人口中讲述很多很多很多的词汇，爱怎样关怀怎样成。
A lot of people only pay lip service to love.
但我们当中所经历的，我们发觉很多是虚假的爱。
But we experience is that a lot of the love is insincere.
很多是扭曲和短暂的爱。
That is distorted and short-lived.
所以我们人世间看到我们今天的周围的时候，很多事情都令到我们很灰心失望。
So if we look around us, a lot of things make us feel discouraged.
甚至乎人对基督信仰都其实没有一个信心。
Even people lose confidence in the Christian faith.
但如果顶着会当一群属主的人，
But if a group of people belonging to God,
当我们能够用神的爱去彼此相爱，
When we can love each other with God's love,
神的爱是一份纯一清洁的爱。
The love of God is pure and clean.
神的爱是愿意牺牲付上代价的爱。
God's love is also sacrificing.
神的爱是包容忍耐宽恕的爱。
God's love is also patient and bearing with one another.
神的爱是一份真诚的爱。
God's love is also sincere.
弟兄姊妹，如果当我们一群属主的儿女在我们的家庭、在我们的教会、在社会有这样的爱的流露的时候，
So if people belonging to God, we can manifest this kind of love in family, in the church, and in society.
我相信这个是一个最美的见证。
I believe this is a beautiful testimony.
就好像诗篇133篇所说，
It is like what is portrayed in Psalm 133.
何等的美，是何等的善。
How good and pleasant it is.
我相信当我们今天在地上生活的时候，我们说我们要见证神，要荣耀神。
So whilst we are still living in this world, when we say that we want to glorify God and testify for God,
不是单止讲到我们做多少的事情，
It is not only about what we do,
做多少的侍奉，
How we serve God.
我相信最大的表现，最重要的表现，
I believe that the most important manifestation,
弟兄姊妹，由我们彼此切实相爱开始。
It starts from how we love one another.
主耶稣基督怎样爱我们？
How our Lord Jesus loves us.
我们就怎样的彼此切实相爱？
How we should love others.
我相信当我们能够从圣经当中去这样看的时候呢，
If we can see this from the Bible,
我们就发觉为什么使徒保罗引导我们去思想这方面呢？
We realize why the Apostle Paul helped us to consider this.
如今常存的有信、有望、有爱。
Now remains faith, hope, and love.
这三样其中最大的是爱。
This the greatest is love.
我们明白的原因。
Now we understand the reasons.
因为同我的人生。
Because it is relevant to my life.
同我的生命。
To my life.
同我旁边的人。
The people around me.
同能够见证主、荣耀主息息相关。
And also it is relevant to how we can witness God and glorify Him.
所以求主帮助我们。
So May the Lord help us.
在接下来的日子，
In the days to come,
我们不单止要追求真理，
We should not only pursue the truth,
我们不单止要追求生命的成长，
We should not only pursue spiritual growth,
我们更加追求基督耶稣的爱丰丰富富浇灌在我们生命当中。
We should also pursue the love of our Lord Jesus Christ richly dwell in us.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在两次的证道当中其实得出来一个结论。
I hope that during these two sermons you can have this conclusion.
我们紧紧记着五个字。
We remember these words.
人世间所有都是次要的。
Everything else is less important.
最大的是爱。
The greatest of these is love.
先在你的家庭婚姻当中做好这件事。
You should put it into practice in your own families.
我们要计算要筹划的不是说我要储多少钱，我将来要怎样起豪华大宅，不是这些。
I believe that what we should plan to do is not how much money we should save to build a bigger house.
在我们家庭里面。
In our families.
在我们婚姻里面。
In our marriages.
面对我们的父母。
How we treat our parents.
面对我们的儿女。
How we treat our children.
面对我们的亲人。
How we treat the people around us.
面对我们的教会的弟兄姊妹。
How we treat the brothers and sisters in Christ.
只是实践五个字而已。
We have to put this into practice.
最大的是爱。
The greatest of these is love.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
如果当我们真的有了基督耶稣这份最大的爱在我们里面的时候，
If we have this love inside us,
我们相信我们人生真正一个富足的人。
I believe that we are truly rich people.
真正丰盛的人。
We truly have abundant life.
也都成为其他人的富足。
And also we become blessing of other people.
成为其他人的丰盛。
We can pass the abundance to other people.
也都成为主荣耀的见证。
And also we can be glorious witnesses for God.
世上的人不明白。
The people of this world do not understand.
但基督徒在神的话语当中有领受的时候呢，
But if we have insight from the word of God,
盼望这个成为我们人生最最重要的标杆。
I pray that this is the most important goal in our life.
最大的是爱。
The greatest is love.
当我们可能两夫妻有嫌隙、有争吵、有拗叫的时候，这五个字出来了。
If we have conflicts between husband and wife, these words will come up to us.
当弟兄姊妹相处的时候，可能有很多事情要讨论、要产生的时候，
When we deal with other people, when there are discussions,
盼望呢五个字出嚟啦。
I pray that these words will come up to us again。
最大的是爱。
The greatest is love。
人生最最重要嘅。
The most important thing。
最有价值嘅。
The most valuable thing。
最有意义嘅。
The most meaningful thing。
最需要嘅。
The most needed thing。
最影响深远嘅。
The most influential thing。
系我哋能够得着神嘅爱。
Is that we can attain God's love。
亦都能够实践神嘅爱。
And that we can also put it into practice。
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us。
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray。
慈爱天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you。
如今尚存嘅有信、有望、有爱。
Now remains faith, hope, and love。
这三样其中最大的是爱。
And the greatest of these is love。
因为神你清楚我哋嘅本相。
God, you know how we are。
呢个世界所有嘅事情都变幻莫测。
Everything in this world is changeable。
唯有一样嘅事情系永恒不变。
Only one thing is unchanging。
就系基督耶稣牺牲救赎嘅大爱。
That is the sacrificial and redeeming love of Jesus。
系永恒不改变。
It is not changing forever。
带俾我哋嘅生命能够更新而改变。
And give us the power to be transformed。
更加成为神荣耀嘅见证。
And also is a glorious testimony for you, Lord。
天父啊，我哋求你帮助我哋。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us。
恳求藉着圣灵大能嘅工作。
Through the great power of the Holy Spirit。
将基督耶稣嘅爱。
To give us the love of our Lord Jesus。
丰丰富富浇灌喺我哋生命当中。
Richly dwell in us。
以致我哋嘅人生能够得着一个真正丰盛嘅人生。
So that we can have a truly blessed and abundant life。
成为一个真正有价值同埋意义嘅人生。
So that we can have a life which is truly valuable and meaningful。
求主帮助我哋喺真理上能够得以建立。
May you help us to be built up in your truth。
听我哋喺主面前同心感恩嘅祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Hear our thanksgiving and prayer in front of you in the name of our Lord Jesus。
Amen。请坐。
Please be seated。